And now, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown.
There you go, Charlie Brown, Life and Technology. There you go, Charlie. I was giving Bernadette a little piece of advice, but also agreeing entirely with her.
Oh, I didn't think you'd been too harsh at all, Roscoe, with those comments.
No, anyway, so Bernadette has got... Lots of people have that view, there's no doubt. But we're not living in the 1950s or the 1970s. You've got to be realistic about where you're living right now. I think that's the truth. And look to the future.
We're focusing so much on STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths programs for kids. I mean, we know that next 10 years the jobs are going to be all different, so let's start now.
And here's the terrible, sad part about that, is that we have fallen behind in terms of our skills and standards in those STEM things, the maths, the engineering, these types of areas, as compared with our peers in Asian countries around us. So, you know, you sit there and ask for a particular Australia that you would like in the future. Well, you've got to make certain your education facilities are turning out those people in sufficient quantities that we can make those businesses.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Now, speaking about things, let's go back to the mundane, shall we? Mm-hmm. All right. New Apples rolled out today, iPads in particular.
Mm.
So are these, again, is this the future? I mean, they keep on rolling new products out the whole time. Does a red iPhone make any difference one way or the other?
Red iPhone is not really, but it is all around donating and raising money and awareness around HIV programs and things like that, right? So remember that Apple doesn't make a big deal about a lot of the community-focused programs that they do. This is one of them that they actually do get right behind. And by doing this model of iPhone, they've done other versions of Red iPhone before. This is them getting behind that cause. I will say that iPhone 7 in Red is, you know, starting at $1,230. I mean, it's not a cheap phone these days, Roscoe. But look, at the end of the day, if you want to support the cause and you want a new iPhone 7, why not get involved? And this is one way you can do it.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes in the marketplace today with Samsung, also about to create new models, I understand, as well, Charlie.
Samsung Galaxy S8 will be announced on Thursday, very early morning next week in New York. I'm jumping on a plane on Monday and heading over to that event. I'm hearing, Roscoe, some things about this phone.
Such as
it's going to be a ripper. It's going to be a solid competitor, and partly because it needs to be, but also, you know, imagine it's almost like they've walked into the back corner of the research and development lab and they've said, look, what were we planning to do for a couple of models in the next couple of years? Well, let's just do that now.
Well, of course, after the problems of the previous phone, they've got to do something to get back in the game. Now, I want to go to a couple of other bits and pieces. Number one, the ban in some countries on electronic devices being brought into their nations. What do you think is behind this, Charlie?
I don't know, Ross, because at the end of the day, if you are going... This is about the being brought on planes as carry-on versus checked baggage. Is that the
That's
program?
It.
Yeah.
And, of course, coming from some Middle Eastern nations into, in particular, the UK and the United States, where you're allowed to take nothing more than a phone-sized device.
Yep. But it's going to rule out large phones as well. I mean, if you've got certain phones above a certain level of inches, you can't legally bring them in the cabin either. So if you're one of these people that likes your phablet, you're going to have to check that in. The thing about that, Ross, is that I've been reading the comments from different people about it. If you are trying to bring some kind of explosive device in a very thin, large tablet, I just don't understand how you could do it. You've got to X-ray them when they go through the machines. I don't know how you could do it.
No, it's going to be difficult, but you wonder what those intelligence officials have worked out about those devices on planes. It's going to be interesting. I didn't want to talk to you about facial recognition software used to try and crack down on people stealing toilet paper in China, but I think we might leave that until next week. Charlie Brown talking life and technology here on Money News. And, Charlie, appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Roscoe.